Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn, and touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Welcome to Drinking Bros Podcast.
Another one.
Another one.
We're actually with the people we like because everybody else left.
Now it's an intimate crowd.
We're with the real drinkers.
They were the real drinkers.
The real drinkers. The fucking posers left. We went to go get Zima somewhere.
And a Jolly Rancher. Jolly Rancher and a Camaro with T-tops.
Man, that's why it's like wearing lambskin. Lambskin condoms. You don't wear condoms.
Which thing?
That's the answer. You don't wear condoms.
All right. To open this one up, though, I would like everyone to raise their glass to the 12 Marines that are still missing from Hawaii. We are going to do a cheers to those Marines right now because, as we know, the people that serve the armed forces sign up to do crazy shit that could get you hurt and could get you not coming home. And that is why right now we are going to give a moment of silence to those Marines that were doing that deed when they were lost.
And fucking cheers.
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 Cheers. Cheers and beers. Who said cheers and beers?
Cheers and
beers. That'll be a fucking t-shirt in an hour for these guys. I guarantee it. There'll be a video up.
Done. That's coming out tomorrow.
Matt will be riding an alligator. That's going to be up. Cheers and beers. Cheers and beers.
Sweetie, we can go queers and beers and maybe dive into a giant
dick. So then we're
going to
change the video.
What?
He'll be fucking that alligator in an hour. He'll be fucking a live alligator in an hour. The whole show is going to get resurrected in Vegas with the guy and the lions. Who was the guy that got killed with the lions?
He didn't get killed. He just got injured.
If you play with fucking tigers, you're going to get hurt. That's what I say. Roy. Siegfried and Roy.
Siegfried and Roy.
Sorry.
And the white tiger.
And the white tiger. Because I remember the white tiger first.
Yep.
Hashtag rest in peace, white tiger. They killed that fucker.
All right, to do the intro for us, Mr. Ross Patterson, the big dick man, of course, is always on the podcast.
The only one with the big dick.
Ross the only one on the entire podcast with a huge dick.
Such a huge dick.
It's crazy.
It smells funny, too.
You guys put me on a smaller chair.
I knew we did that for a point.
Does it smell funny?
Wait, what?
Does it smell funny?
Wait, your wife is saying it smells funny.
Does his dick smell funny?
She agrees.
Who says that? Who talks like that?
Who raised you?
Yeah, my dick smells like a rainbow. If you got close enough to smell a rainbow, that's exactly what it smells like.
So it smells like Skittles.
Skittles. Taste it. Taste that rainbow.
I imagine taste a rainbow, rainbow smells Rocco. Like sour
I might,
rain.
I might taste
that rainbow.
Like
I might
wheat.
Go for
that,
it.
Like wheat that
it
is
smells dying. Like purple rain.
Hey,
it smells like purple rain.
It
smells
like purple
rain. All right, well, along with the big dick Ross Patterson, we have Vincent Rocco Vargas.
Of the man course. Behind the chin.
I don't have a big dick, but I got a thick dick.
He does.
Then we have the man who we always call fat, which actually isn't that fat.
He's not that fat.
Jared Taylor.
He's kind of fat.
I kind of think he's fat.
Yeah.
No.
So fucking fat.
I fucking hate you. You're not getting a Christmas card in 2017.
Just be honest.
Then myself, Matt, and we have quite a few special guests from Range 15, the trailer, and the movie.
Oh, my God.
We have... I'm going to start off with you, the badass herself, Mary motherfucking Day.
Oh! I just want everybody to know that my dick is the biggest.
Shit. A lot of people don't know Mary used to work at a tuna cannery until the accident.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, the best part, Mary's vanity plate says unarmed. Dead serious.
Oh my God.
I once was at a bar with Mary. I told the bartender, which was another female, that she was part of a SeaWorld experimental program for shark training.
It's okay, because then she was like, did that really happen? I was like, no. I was a lion tamer. I forgot to pull it off my
head. Specify, it wasn't sharks, it was lions.
She was with Siegfried and Roy.
She still has nightmares, you fucking assholes.
Yeah. All right, along with Mary, we have the blonde beauty herself.
The bombshell.
With the bombshell titties for days.
Whoa.
Mindy motherfucking Robinson.
Mindy Robinson, welcome. Mindy.
You know who she's dating?
Oh, yeah, shit.
Yeah. Randy Couture is going to whoop
your ass. You got to watch what you say, bro.
Hey, you know what I got for fucking Randy Couture? He's awesome and shit.
He's so scary. Hey, one time when I was drunk, I said I'd beat his ass. But
and you were on speakerphone with Joey Jones and me.
I know.
And Randy was
in the car. And it was a joke. I'm still scared about that.
He will find you.
Hopefully he forgot. Hopefully he forgot.
I hope he forgot. Hopefully he's got like some traumatic brain injury.
Trust me.
Luckily, he's the nicest guy on the planet, though. I was talking about putting D-cell batteries
in my dick hole after that. So I think I just threw
your go-to line is the D-cells and the dick hole.
Derek, wait,
well,
Derek,
along with Mindy Robinson, thank you. Welcome to the show.
Hey-o.
And we have one of the best actresses. I just love you, Jesse fucking Wiseman.
Jesse Wiseman, yes.
He's lying.
Welcome.
He said Tina Majorino was his favorite.
Oh, Tina Majorino from Napoleon Majorino. Dynamite.
Yeah, he said he liked her better.
Yeah.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you right now, you weren't that good of an actress in the movie. I'm just saying.
Get into it.
Hi.
What is that?
Oh, it might have popped out. We might have a mic pop out.
Wow.
Oh, there you go. Jared, you want to hop on back there?
Say, Rocco, what is
there
that?
There it is.
We just really got some make cool in the house.
You got to touch it.
Is this the first time you guys have had girls?
It is the first time we've had girls
it
on.
It does not change you guys.
Except for Rocco's wife. We had Rocco's wife call in.
That's right.
She called in.
That's right.
She called in and lowered his
They've never had my wife. They've never had my wife. Fuck you.
Yeah, we did.
We had her.
Yeah,
fuck you.
She lowered your butt stuff number live on air.
Yeah,
she went live on air.
She took away a zero. It wasn't just like 10%.
Oh,
she took away a zero,
Rocco. I'm not sure she was sober for that. Because that's not fair.
It was one in the afternoon when we spoke to her.
It was one in the afternoon.
She's probably drunk. I know how she
On a Wednesday.
Listen, I said 500 grand and a Tiffany's bracelet, and she was in, dude.
She was in.
Oh, God.
She lowered your butt stuff number.
500
grand.
Wait.
I got to say something. Fuck this. Wait a minute. I've been so fucking sick of JT's shit.
Whoa.
God.
The drinks are flowing. Now the real man comes out. The real man comes out.
I am so mad at this motherfucker.
There's flyers all over Vegas that say come to the party tomorrow night at the Chateau.
Because
Rocco's going to kiss a dude at the Range 15 trailer party.
No, wait, Ross. You're missing part of it. He also had a crowd fund for me to fucking fuck a dude.
Yeah. It was a Kickstarter.
It was like $1,000 in an hour already raised for Rocco to fuck a dude.
I'm going
to
tell you, everyone right now listening, if we raise $500,000, I'm fucking Jared in the ass.
Yes.
Oh! That's a power move.
Oh, wow.
Rocco.
Look, that's a power
move.
That's a power move for sure.
Hey, you're going to have to get through Evan, and
he was the one that was saying I'd have a dude split my pelvis.
I'll fuck both of them in the ass.
Wait, what's that, Mary? Mary, what's that?
I'm just saying, Rocco.
Yeah.
No balls.
I'll fuck them. Hey, if we raise $500,000, because I got bills and kids.
Dude, I really want to change the podcast from drinking bros to the straightest gay people
to
I've
fuck
ever
dudes
met.
In the ass. What?
Gay straight people.
Well, I mean, we're 30 seconds in. We're already talking about Rocco fucking dudes.
Well, hey, we play by prison rules in this motherfucker. And now I'm going to fuck Jerry.
I heard Rocco takes prison rules seriously.
I take that shit serious. I don't fuck around, bro. If my first night in jail, I'm fucking a dude.
Yeah.
And right away.
You got to establish your dominance.
Right away, I'm going to write about it like, all right, the first night I fucked a dude. It wasn't as bad as I thought.
Yeah.
He moaned like a bitch.
Exactly. It's like DiCaprio and The Revenant. You got to be the bear. You don't want to be the DiCaprio.
That was disgusting.
You got to attack first, establish who you are. And then try to live through it.
It's all about the environment I'm in.
It really is.
You just got to take it in.
You got to be a bear.
And give it back.
You got to rip somebody apart that first night. I get it. I get it. I get it. I know. But before this gets too out of control, Jared, who are our sponsors tonight?
Right now, our sponsors are one of the best pieces of American literature ever written, which was originally scribed into Birchwood.
Birchwood.
Night she cries while he rides his steed.
If you haven't read it, funniest book ever written.
Yeah, there's only two books you're going to read in life. It's one's the Bible and the other one is.
Is it Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed?
There you go.
And a lot of people say it's a religion as well. Same with the Bible.
Real quick, as we're going through this as a sponsor, Ross, tell the audience what chapter got cut out.
Harry Tubman.
There was a sex scene with Harriet Tubman that Simon & Schuster said.
Oh my
no.
God. Hey, Ross.
No, we will not. We will not publish this book if you leave that chapter.
I stayed up late at night jerking off to this scene just from what Ross told me.
It was a really nice scene where Tubman dominates a white man.
Yeah, she's tired of and getting whipped.
They weren't cool with it.
And she literally gave the whipping back.
Yeah, there was a chapter towards the end of the book where he meets Tubman in a cabin, and she helps him. She helps him get back down to the South. And then they are about to have sex, and he pulls the belt slowly from his belt loops, gives it to her and wraps it around her hand and says, "Why don't you be my slave master tonight?" And then she whips the shit out of him during a sex scene, and it's amazing.
So erotic.
And they fucking
so Ledslinger's Whiskey, the sponsor of Drinking Gross Podcast.
Sure. Fully supports
what went
brain.
Down in this book before it was published.
They did publish the fucking book in the end, but let's be real. The first chapter of the second book, though, is going to be the Tubman sex scene.
God, it's
We're
so good.
We're starting with it. So good. But they pulled it. That's how crazy the book is.
We
have Ledslinger's Whiskey. We have Red Bull.
We would also like to thank Red Bull for bringing us out tonight.
Who has nothing to do with Harriet Tubman.
Nothing to do
with Harriet Tubman.
While he rides a steed.
Yes. Red Bull is not a sponsor. They just helped us out with some stuff and taking care of us. It's one of
they really
the,
did.
The
yes.
best brand out there for
one of the greatest brands. Thank you very much.
Thank you a fuck ton.
A fuck ton.
Wait, is a fuck shit more than a fuck ton?
Yes.
Yeah, a fuck ton is 2,000 pounds. You're not going to take a 2,000 pound shit.
No.
A fuck ton is 2,000 pounds.
It's 2,600 pounds.
Is it really?
Yeah. 600 pounds more.
Are we talking math?
2,600 pounds is a ton?
It's the risk estimated distance to artillery is added.
Oh, my God. You're so gay. I just figured out why you guys have never had girls on. It's like we're not even here. It's like, do you like... Do
what?
You guys like girls?
We do. We're just going through this. We're just going through the sponsors.
No, girls.
Oh, okay. We would also like to greatly thank.
Girls are so cool, but I'd rather fuck a dude.
What? Yeah.
Fair you enough. Would.
No, but we got to go through sponsors. We got to go through sponsors.
So
is there anybody
good
else?
At Xbox.
Is there
anyone
we would else? Like to thank Battlefield Vegas for hosting us.
Battlefield Vegas.
Thank you for having us.
If you are in Las Vegas,
thank you to our live crowd.
You want to shoot a machine gun? You want to drive a Humvee? You want to drive a tank over a mother? Fucking car.
Yeah, go to Battlefield Vegas.
If you want to
let's get ready to... Can't say it. It's trademarked.
No, we can't
say
it.
They were also a major contributor to our movie, Range 15.
Yes.
They contributed the military vehicles.
Huge contributor.
They literally went out of their way.
Yes.
They
every vehicle in the movie was by Battlefield Vegas. So
wait. But how weird was it to have a Humvee that needed a key?
Dude, fucked my whole entire world.
What the fuck?
So we need a key. Like, what do you need a key
dude,
for, motherfucker?
We had to rewrite the scene and said, this Humvee has keys,
it
bitch.
It threw us off. Trust me. We're like, wait.
Yeah.
What the fuck
so,
is
yeah,
key?
So, Nick from Raider Project and I, we went out there to take the Humvee out for the movie. That
Big
motherfucker
Nick
needed
the
keys.
Greek.
The weirdest thing ever. I lost the keys to the Humvee. No shit. We couldn't even move it.
He actually lost.
So that's why I was pissed about it. It fucking...
We had
so
to.
Sorry.
We had
I'm
to
back.
Hotwire it. We really did have to hotwire it. Our final honorable mentions are going to be Cap Arms Ammo, who have supported us for a long time, supplying us with ammo. We did take that out. We were going to use that ammo for the Imagine Dragons shoot.
Yep.
Yes.
And then we ended up using it for something shortly after that, probably murdering the Grinch because he seems to be a continuous asshole. Silencer Headquarters, who just put a beautiful video up on Black Rifle Coffee's Facebook page.
Yeah, Black Rifle Coffee.
Black Rifle Coffee. The most American motherfucking coffee you've ever had.
And also, what I'm about to take
a
shot of.
It will make
you
a man. Even
MIG Fuel. MIG Fuel is our last sponsor of the night, MIG Fuel. We're about to take a shot of it now. Cheers, everyone.
Cheers. Hey, if you want a shot of MIG Fuel, come up and get a sip.
Come on up. Come on up. It's a live show. You can drink on it.
Right now, you're going to
want a shot of MIG Fuel. Come on over.
You're going to fucking piss your pants.
So can we actually like have a better podcast and not be so drunk?
I think we're going to go the opposite.
It's going to be a rough one.
It's good, right?
Jesse.
Hey,
how are you tonight?
There are far too many swinging dicks in this pussy podcast.
I think Mary's up. Mary, you're up. You're taking the reins, my friend.
So let's start with the ladies here, since there's not a lot of ladies here.
What do you want to talk about,
Mary
ladies?
Mary Daig, Mindy Robinson, and Jesse Wiseman. What was it like working with this many fucking dudes on one set?
What are the girls
in Range
15?
You're not my first rodeo.
Whoa!
Do you want to elaborate, Mary?
I
need
to
hear more.
I was the only chick in a 13-man company of EOD techs.
Holy shit!
Those are dicks bigger than you could imagine.
Wow, not bigger than mine, but I get it. But I get it. Mindy Robinson, what was it like working with as many guys in a movie? Because there was a lot of fucking dudes.
I'm kind of like a dude, though, aren't I? I'm like a chick dude.
You're very
You are. You had some of the most disgusting improvs in a movie I've ever seen time.
Hey, Mindy, will you pull the microphone off so you guys can actually hand it off and talk? Because it's hard to hear you.
Yeah, so we'll blow it off the thing.
Yeah.
Put your mouth on the mic.
Yeah.
Mindy, some of your improvs were so disgusting. Like, I couldn't believe it. The things that came out of your mouth were...
Mindy, you were worse than the guys on improv. You literally make us blush. I talk about shoving batteries in my dick hole.
Yeah.
I felt you know what these guys are like, and then I'll say something like, oh, too far. Yeah, that's disgusting.
No.
Can we talk about popcorn?
We can talk about popcorn. There was a scene where Matt and Mindy are having sex. Complete improv on Mindy's part. She goes, can you put it in my butt so I don't get pregnant during the zombie apocalypse?
That's
actually pretty smart.
No, but then she goes, like, he's got a round of applause for her putting it in the butt.
Yeah.
And Ross, she went in from there to say, just like, popcorn hurts a guy's dick. So she's like, just say, is that popcorn that in my asshole?
Yeah.
And asked me to say, is like, did you eat popcorn? Because it's cutting my dick. And I was
That's how far Mindy goes.
She has no boundaries.
No. The scene looks like this. Is Matt goes, did you eat popcorn? She goes, why? Is it sharp?
My God.
Is it sharp in there? That's Mindy Robinson, ladies
popcorn
and gentlemen.
Shit's in the first. It's like fucking glass.
Oh, boy. Mom and Dad, turn off the episode right now.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Father. Father, I am sorry for I have sinned.
Exactly.
Second time.
Hey, Ross, what's number three?
That's the grossest one.
There are so many gross takes of yours, Mindy, that it's endless. You should have a director's cut of Mindy's gross takes.
Number three is awful.
What was number three?
What was number three?
Piss is number one. Shit is number two. I beg the question, what the fuck is number three?
What is number three?
What's number three?
I couldn't tell if it was cum or period.
Cum or period. Cummer period was number three.
Not even our friends would like that
comment, right? Like, our own friends would be like, oh my God, that's gross.
Yeah. And lastly, Jesse Wiseman.
Yes.
I'm not going to ask you what it was like to work with a bunch of dudes. I'm going to ask you what it was like working with Jared, who is constantly taking your food on set.
Taking my food, putting his body really close to my body.
Jared's a close talker. Very close talker.
I feel like his body is maybe bigger than he thinks
it is. Jared?
So when he's talking to you,
Jared?
His body is right. Yeah, Jared.
He's so weird.
He's so weird and fat.
No, he's fluffy.
He's a bigger boy. He's a bigger boy.
I will get to 185.
You're going to go down to a...
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If you go down to a cool...
185.
Cool, he's 185.
If you know Jared, he's lying.
Jared's got a chance at a cool 185.
He's got a chance.
He's got a chance with a lot of
and
ladies
I've
at 185.
Yeah. I've told him that many
times. Who's the guy from Austin Powers who's like, he hates that he's fat? Who's that guy?
Fat bastard.
Yeah, Jared's pretty close
How
to that.
How do you not know that?
No, your mindset.
The thing about Jared, right? He's not really that fat, but he thought dad bodies were cool. It's all in his stomach.
Yeah.
So you look at a dude, they're thicker dudes, you're like, oh, no worries, man, he's just a thick dude. Jared's like, oh, what is his tummy doing?
It's a tummy.
It's really weird.
It's one of those tummies where you rest your food on top of it. You put your plate off of it, and then you eat up.
Yeah, my wife is pregnant. I have an excuse.
But you keep saying you're eating for two also, and it's like, dude, you're both not pregnant. You're both not pregnant, you and your wife.
Is that what your excuse is? Is your wife is pregnant?
Yeah. Yeah.
What kind of baby are you having?
He's having a man baby.
What flavor?
Yeah, is it hot dog baby? What is it?
Yeah.
He's so fat.
It's a shit baby.
It's a burrito baby.
I'm pretty sure it's the Uber baby.
There's only two roofies in it.
Come take it.
Hey, leave the Uber alone.
God damn.
He's a nice guy.
That guy's way too nice to sit there and hang out with you.
Yeah. He watches movies with me.
So weird.
So for everybody who's tuning in right now, these three ladies who are joining us were the stars of Range 15. The trailer release party is tomorrow night at the Chateau.
The Chateau, tomorrow night, the trailer goes live.
The trailer goes live.
Which is Tuesday the 19th, about a week and a half after this airs.
But by the way, it goes live tomorrow. It goes live for the veterans first. So before it goes out to the rest of the world, we're showing it to the veterans first, and then in Sundance Film Festival the following week.
26 January, we'll go live.
You're really
online.
Trying to make up for that veteran thing, huh?
Oh, God, because you fucking
really
killed me
trying
all
to
God,
make
God,
that
damn asshole. Killed me all day on that shit.
I have to say, Mary, you had probably one of the most fucked up scenes with me in the movie.
Yes.
We won't talk about it.
Is it the dumpster one?
We can't reveal any plot points.
Talk about the dumpster.
That's why I only put one.
We can't reveal any plot points, Mary.
That's why I just said it one word.
You said dumpster, I said stop talking.
We all know what dumpster means. We all know what behind a dumpster means.
Okay, I dropped my baby off in the fucking dumpster. Don't judge me.
Oh, God.
So we would say too far, but you have no arms, so we can't.
I know we can't. Anything you do isn't too far.
I have a very short.
Because she can't measure.
I'm not gonna lie.
She can't measure it. She can't
that
measure how far that is.
With
so
a
she
lot
is allowed. She's allowed to do whatever
like
she wants. Because
there's
no measurement.
I'm gonna get mad. I don't have arms. I hugged a bum.
She really. So taking this in a serious note, Mary Digg, how was it starring in your first movie?
It was terrifying but amazing.
You were so
Mary,
good.
Yeah, she was you were scared. Really, really so fucking good.
You were really fucking good in the movie.
Yeah. Your scene will go down in history. History of
we're
every
getting
movie
you an agent.
Ever.
I think we're doing it.
I know.
We're moving to Hollywood. Yes, let's do it.
Mary
I was
is
stoked. I didn't suck.
Yeah, she's fantastic in the movie.
Absolutely not.
Not only is she fantastic in the movie, she's in the trailer, and then there's also a huge article. Vice did a huge spread on Mary.
I did that whole
thing. That is coming out in Sundance about Mary Digg
We've talked about Mary Digg before. She's an EOD tech. Got wounded, lost both of her arms, but one of the most inspirational, motivated people out there. We fucking Mary, we love you.
Hey!
Cheers to Mary.
Cheers to Mary.
Hey, you guys, if you guys are MMA fans at all, Randy Couture just fucking walked in and he threw a right hook.
Randy Couture is here.
God, I would suck your dick if Mindy wasn't doing it first.
Yeah.
Hey, there's no price on Randy Couture.
You heard it here first.
Probably, I would be afraid to go up against her.
He's the biggest Randy Couture fan on the planet. Yeah. And you just took the fandom to a whole new level.
Yeah, I had 500,000 was my number, but for Randy Couture,
it's 80
free.
Bucks. 80 bucks.
By the way,
$80.
I would like to throw it out to the fans here and the people that are listening to this. Ross has made a bet that said if the trailer gets 31 million views, he will publicly suck
Matt
31.5 million views.
No,
he
you
will
won't.
Publicly suck Matt's
no,
dick.
You
suck
won't.
Matt's dick.
In front of people.
No. Hey, my wife said, no, listen, I'm looking at you while he's blowing me.
Yes.
So
he's going to imagine.
Not gay.
He's going to imagine
it's
you.
Not gay.
He's going to imagine
you. Yeah. You're going to put your nose on mine.
How do you think Evan
it's
and I
fine.
Do it? Wait, what?
It's fine.
Hey, and by the way, do you know why I said that? If we get 31 million views, we'll have more fucking sequels than Fast and the Furious. I'll be richer than shit.
And
all I have to do is suck a dick.
If we're
gonna
be rich as
fuck, all I do is suck a dick.
I want one fight scene with The Rock and then a fuck scene.
God,
with
you
the
and
Rock.
The Rock.
I love
you
it.
You want a fuck
you
scene
and
with
The Rock?
No, I didn't say that.
Wait, whoa.
He said fuck scene.
You've been so fucked up about the fucking the dude thing, yet you in literally 15 seconds said you wanted to blow Randy Couture and then fuck The Rock.
I did not say those.
Back to back.
Yeah, it no.
I might have said it a little bit.
So, by the way, steering this back in the conversation of the movie, Mindy Robinson, what was it like working with all veterans on set as actors for their first time?
How
was your experience?
Yeah,
really bad.
You know,
I'm just kidding.
Speaking to the mic.
I feel like I had a rep. No, I mean, I'm very pro military. I'm very pro America. And
yeah,
she really is, and that's no.
Cheers,
lie. That's
cheers,
no lie.
Right there.
Cheers,
give a cheers.
Cheers to
me. All you had to say. It's all you had to say.
Well, it could be a very liberal Hollywood, but I've always been pro guns, pro military, pro veterans, pro America.
Yeah.
And to get to work with people that felt the same way, it was really beautiful. And I didn't feel like I was working with non-actors. Everyone was
they were
fucking
awesome.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Funny.
Great.
I mean, what? If you can be what you guys do, then you can fucking do my job any day of the week.
Hey-o! Hey-o!
Hey-o!
I don't think I could do your job. I'd need a lot of hair extensions. A lot more
kids. It takes a village. A whole village of Indian women.
I need shorter shorts. I need hair. I would say this, though. Like, we actually watched a rough cut, and you did amazing.
You were amazing.
Oh, my God. Yes, absolutely. Yes.
And I think everyone did amazing, but, like, we were all sitting there watching it all, and definitely, Mindy, you did a great job.
You did a fantastic job. You did a fantastic job. And by the way, in the trailer, which comes out tomorrow, you guys will see the party, my favorite line is by Jesse Wiseman.
Yes.
What? When you tell Jared how fat he is.
You're so fat.
In the trailer.
That's
it will live in infamy forever.
There's a lot of F words.
Yeah.
A lot of God. This is a Red Band trailer, by the way.
Yeah.
We didn't pussify the movie. It's a Red Band trailer.
I'm saying he's fat.
Oh, no. You're saying.
Just because he is.
Yeah, you're saying you're fucking fat.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah. It's a Red Band trailer that you guys will be seeing tomorrow night. Definitely Red Band.
What are you saying, Mindy?
You're so good.
Oh, Jesse.
Yeah, what were you saying to Jared?
Matt, goddammit. What? Oh.
What were you saying to Jared in the trailer?
I was saying to everyone, I'm not just saying he's fat.
How fat was he?
Well, he's so fucking fat.
I can't
believe how fat he is.
He's so.
Like, his body is so fucking close to my body right now.
It's weird. Yeah. There's heat. There's actual
heat. It actually makes me sweat in a cold environment.
I can see the heat.
It's a lot.
Coming off of him absorbing into your body.
Like, so, take off my jacket.
If you don't know, through the entire movie of Range 15, I am trying to fuck Jesse.
Yes. He's trying to have
the entire movie.
He's trying to have sex with Jesse.
But you guys
were forced to be next to each other the entire movie.
The whole time.
Jesse is so hot and like...
She hates him.
Hates him so much.
Hates him.
It was a stretch.
It's so...
Wait, his stomach?
What are you talking about?
A stretch.
You know I hate you, and you know you're fat. I don't understand why now you're like, whoa, oh, I'm fat? Whoa. Oh, you hate me? Yes, I do.
She dates
if Ross. If you get down to a cool
185. Then you might have a chance.
You might have a chance.
She married Ross Patterson. I'll be there. Huge dick. Yeah. She married Ross Patterson.
Just give me a blunderbuster. I'll take off the left leg. Boom.
Boom.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
You just went there.
Jared will cut his legs off to have sex with people. That's how dark he goes.
That's how veteran he is.
That should be a T-shirt.
Veteran as fuck.
Yeah. That's how dark he goes. In his darkest moments, he'll get a fucking hacksaw out of the garage and lop him off to get that 185. Hop over to the scale and weigh himself.
I'll cut a leg off before I run.
I've done my whole career. Cat tourniquet will stop the bleeding. Let's fucking do this.
So,
flattering, you guys.
Jesse, what was your experience? What was your experience working with these fine veterans on this movie?
Well, I don't want to be serious because I know this is all dick jokes.
It's okay,
and whatever.
To be serious.
But I did not know. Shut the fuck up for one second.
You fat fuck. You fat fuck.
Let me just like the movie. Talk. His belly is like touching. So I did not know what to expect. But they were the most prepared, the most amazing. Nick was the best actor I've ever worked with, and I've worked with DiCaprio. So.
Yeah. But I think the biggest thing you said to me was after the shoot was over, you were like, the best part about working with these guys is they were all gentlemen behind the scenes. They would help you out of trailers, help you to places, ask you if you need any water.
Yes.
That doesn't happen.
That does not happen.
Usually Hollywood actors on a set, men in particular.
Is this real?
Just give a fuck about
that.
Are you serious?
No, I'm being totally serious. And...
She's acting. She's a real good actress.
Real good. I never know what's real or not. It's like, you were really good. You made me come twice.
Stop fucking with
me. Stop it.
Oh, Rocco.
I'm not that good. I want to know the truth. Are we really that good?
Yes.
You're really that good.
We should have a podcast where we just talk about how awesome we all are.
One more shit.
I'm so insecure.
Tell me down again. The line.
You do not look fat in the movie, Rocco.
Thank
you
God.
You do not look
Jared,
fat.
Jared, though.
You don't.
Jesse, I'm so Jared, worried about though. That.
Jared takes up a lot of the screen.
I'll go down the line. Like, Matt, you are a fucking actor. You are an actor, right?
That is really good.
This guy is fucking crazy. Jared, you're fat. You're really good at doing that. Jared... Good job. If there were Oscars giving out...
For weight issues.
For how fat you could be in a movie.
Best supporting weight. Best supporting weight class.
Second fattest in the group.
Best supporting weight class.
Rocco, you're awesome. You are so good. You are fantastic. You have my favorite close-up.
In the trailer, when you see Rocco in the trailer, you would literally think it's The Rock for a second.
It's
my dad did.
Awesome.
And I didn't want to tell him that because he wants to be The Rock. And I was forced to tell him that.
Hey, if The Rock, if you're listening, I love you.
Oh, God.
We should be together.
He has two shots.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Like, me and The Rock, we could probably, accountability partners. I told my wife she could sleep downstairs. I want to watch, make sure he sleeps good at night.
I feel like you want to file your taxes with The Rock.
Yeah, that's how into it you are.
You guys are going to have to go to Massachusetts.
Yeah.
I feel like if
you got a motorcycle, you'd be in The Rock's sidecar. You'd be the sidecar bitch in that thing.
I know, I swear to you. Fast and Furious 15, I think we're fighting.
It's going to happen. They're going to make 90 of those goddamn motherfuckers and bring back Paul Walker, the hologram, every time. Every time. That shit makes so much money, they're bringing Paul's brother in. They brought him in for the last one. He'll be back in the new one.
I love it. I love The Rock.
You and the
Rock. I got to tell you guys this, though.
What?
I got to tell you this.
What?
Yes, Mary.
Apparently. I have not done anything that even kind of resembles acting since the sixth grade when I was in a Christmas play.
Really?
I came onto the set. I didn't know.
In the Christmas play, what were you in the Christmas play?
I was a reporter.
You were a reporter?
Like three lines.
It would have been a cruel joke if you said octopus. And we're like, oh. Motherfucker! They caught him. God damn it!
Jesus!
And that was your first role.
No, hey, Ross Patterson. Give it up for Ross Patterson. What a dick!
That's
what a fucking asshole.
That's our friendship right there. We kid with each other.
And he loved veterans, apparently.
God damn it! I'm gonna hear this all night.
I am gonna stump fuck him tonight.
I'm going to get stub fucked tonight. I've never been stub fucked before.
I'm here to watch.
Don't worry,
really dark.
Cheating, right?
Is that gay?
No, it's not gay. No,
I feel like it's getting stub fucked like sucking your own dick.
It's
you don't really know
it's
if it's
gay.
Gay.
Well, I mean, Derek's gotten drunk and gotten weird with me.
Yeah.
What? So let me ask. So Mary, since this was your first thing since that play, did you rehearse a lot? Did you?
Oh, my God. I spent so many hours in front of the mirror. Let me tell you guys, I do not stand in front of the mirror. I don't know if you see all these scars. I don't spend a whole lot of time in front of a mirror.
You're fucking beautiful. Stop that.
You're so fucking sweet.
You're a sexy human being.
So, but I will tell you this. I had a lot of expectations of what Hollywood was going to be like.
Yeah.
And every crew member that I talked to had nothing but nice things to say about you guys. Like, you guys were all so polite. And so willing to help. And I'm not going to lie. I was like, well, yeah, if they're not, I'm going to stumpy slap the shit out of them. But I've never heard so many compliments.
Mary, that's what's sad about that.
Don't you miss
that
it?
That whole status quo. Is it sad that, no kidding, the Hollywood bar that is set is, I'm going to be a douche and I'm going to be a dick and I'm not going to help.
Here's something.
The crew was surprised that we would help carry things.
Yeah.
All you guys here watching right now
that are veterans would understand this. They were trying to grab us water. They were trying to grab our food. Don't fucking grab my water. Don't grab my fucking food.
You know,
isn't that a cultural divide right there, Rocco?
It's a cultural divide where it's like it's almost disrespectful when someone says I'm going to hand you water. I'm like, motherfucker, I'll get my own shit.
I'll go outside.
It was offensive.
I got legs. I got arms. I'll grab my own shit.
Hey, what's that mean? Jesus Christ, Rocco. God damn it.
Rocco hates veterans. Now
Rocco hates veterans. Boo.
Rocco.
Who's pro-military now, motherfucker?
Right. Yeah.
Why? You need to
what
be
up?
More sensitive.
I love you.
I love you, buddy.
I'm so sorry. I didn't.
But hey,
you fuck you guys. You're all assholes.
I feel like it was at that moment, Rocco.
I got my own goddamn.
He fucked up.
He knew he had fucked up.
Let's talk about my potato dick.
But in all seriousness, like from a Hollywood perspective, usually you hear people in Hollywood talk about the bravery of like Charlize Theron. Oh, she was such a badass in Mad Max. You're like, dude, we have Mary Daig in our fucking movie.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Tell me how courageous it was for Charlize Theron to shave her head.
Well,
like,
dude,
fuck you, Hollywood.
Fuck her.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Well, hey, dude, completely on that note, it's like Leroy Petrie, man. Rocco and I both had a talk to him. He, Medal of Honor recipient, got shot both legs. blew his arm off. He's standing there, and you can see him sweating and getting really sick. And we're like, hey, dude, you're okay, because he can't stand for a long duration of time. I mean, fucking really hurt, dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I'm fucking good, man. I got this, because he's so motivated to be there. And you're just like, god damn, dude. Like,
I know.
That motherfucker needs accolades, not people that shave their head for a fucking role. Yeah. You're like, get out of here, dude.
No, and I will chime in here with a little bit of experience. When you lose a limb, like you lose those sweat glands, so you get super hot. So you would look over and there's Leroy just like, I'm fucking sweating bullets, man.
Dude, the hardest
and he is not saying a word. He's not complaining.
Watch,
he's just standing there like, what's the next scene? What do you need me to do? Where do you need me to go?
We're doing everything we can to comfort him, but it was so hard because, like, man, it's just... Because
he's an alpha. He doesn't want us to help.
He's getting mad at us because I'm like, hey, we're going to carry a chair. He goes, no, stop. I'm like... Fuck, dude. I feel bad.
At the end of the day, he throws out one of the most amazing improv lines I've ever heard.
Ever, yeah. Yeah. Because he's the first one to make fun of what happened to him. And seeing that in real life, like, because I was shocked not being in the military, seeing that, I didn't understand that. And that's what this movie is about, is really showing everybody to the world that, hey, guess what? We can do shit. We're powerful people. You don't need to feel sorry for me because of what happens.
Exactly. No, I will get behind this, and I will say that some of the scenes that I was in that people might find controversial.
Mary, you would never be controversial.
There's a lot of those fucking scenes, and you motherfuckers are going to love them.
Yeah. Mary Dake does not give a fuck.
Like, you're going to look to your right with your civilian boss that is going to just have a pale white, horrified look on his face.
Yeah,
Turn the movie off. I don't want to be seen in this movie theater right now.
If you're sitting there next to your target manager, they're going to be like, oh my God. And you're like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
They went there. They fucking went there.
Yeah.
Mary, finish, please.
It's true, and I'm going to say, I'm just going to say one word about the scene. It's the keys scene.
Oh, God.
That has legitimately happened to me.
Oh, God. If what she's talking about, by the way, Mary's got to pick up a set of keys in this film. Obviously. That was Mary's suggestion.
We're not that bad of an asshole. Craig. We're not assholes.
So watching her do it.
They're all judging right now.
Oh my God! So I look up and I've been doing this scene. We've worked on this scene all fucking day, and at the end of it, like I finish, they're like, okay, we're just gonna do the Mary shots. So I do all the Mary shots, and I look up, and the whole crew is just stone faced. Like, do we laugh? Is this okay to
dude,
laugh?
They were legit fucked up off that.
I think I might have sent a few of them to therapy.
As you should. Love it.
Fucking
so crazy. It's so crazy.
Our little world is going to be like, I'm telling you right now, you guys are going to watch the movie and be like, oh my God, it's fucked up. I love it.
We were talking about this yesterday, Rocco, and like, it was funny because years ago, Kingpin kind of broke the mold of
what was
appropriate for a film. This thing goes about 40 levels above that.
Above it.
Where people that don't know or people that are outside, and that's where we're going to receive a lot of hate, they're going to go, what?
Which is even better.
Yeah.
No. You can think of movies of American Pie at the time when he's fucking the pie.
And at the time, when it comes out, that's controversial.
Right, it's controversial.
And this is a whole other level beyond American Pie.
Wait. Something About Mary when he gets his fucking nuts in the zipper.
Frank and Beans.
Everyone's like,
he's in the movie with you. He's in the movie with you. Keith David is in the movie with you.
No, seriously, that's all I heard on set. Hey, there's something about Mary. Oh, you're original.
Yeah, if you thought that was fucked up, I'm telling you right now, when you watch this, you're going to shit your goddamn pants.
This turned into not the Drinking Bros podcast, but the Rain 15 podcast.
As which it should, because we're here in Vegas. We're showing the trailer live tomorrow night at the Chateau. For the veterans, we have the entire female cast.
Yeah, I want to hear some more from Mindy and stuff. And
absolutely.
Mindy,
take my mic. Fuck it, I'm sick of this.
Hogging this mic. It feels dirty. Sorry.
It smells like bean burritos and Tecate. I don't know.
There she is.
This is so small. I don't know.
I have a huge chin. And please don't hit it.
So Mindy, let me ask you, with the military seeing this movie, were you worried about how you held your guns, what you looked like holding the weapons, if you knew what the fuck you were doing? what were your biggest fears working on a military movie with actual military
veterans.
I want to do it justice. You know what I mean? I just came off a military movie, and I had to learn certain things. And I remember they gave me the heaviest gun, and they apologized for that. So I felt like I'd kind of warmed up. And then I saw you. We actually had that meeting.
Yep.
And then we ended up filming this, and it was really cool because I had all the tactical advisors in the world,
right?
You know, trying to help me along.
We really don't know because we were shooting with blanks. We were shooting with blanks in this movie as well. So
I
like,
know, we went down my titties.
That doesn't, by the way, it doesn't happen very much in Hollywood. It doesn't happen very much in Hollywood.
By the way, let me talk about that. Is like we were almost to the point.
I grabbed
like,
the brass. I'm sorry.
We were almost to the point where. You know, when you shoot a movie in Hollywood and you shoot a movie with Hollywood people, like all of a sudden there's 60 people that have to be present if you're doing anything that's crazy.
Yeah.
So shooting blanks, there's 30 goddamn people there that you have a safety officer, a blank officer, a fire officer. There's all these people. And this dude would not leave it alone of, guys, the weapons are going to eject cartridges. We're like, we got it.
No,
leave us the
shit.
Fuck alone.
Dude, that's,
we got it.
That's like, the most, yeah. the only dude, time wait, that wait, I kind of had like a little ego during that shit is when we had
God
a dude
damn.
That...
The only time?
Yes. Whoa, Jesse Wiseman for the win. Jesse Wiseman for the win.
Red's right there, bite his lip.
I'll sit
bite
down.
His lip.
I'll sit down.
So this guy with literally a fraction of the military experience of all of us is telling us how hot blank...
He's like,
fucking brass
he's
is
like,
coming out of the ejection port. And we're just like, Ross even walks over and goes, you do realize you have a goddamn CIA operative here right now.
Yeah.
Leave him alone.
I finally
Leave
told the guy, alone. I was like, hey, would you walk up to Michael Jordan and tell him how to shoot a fucking free throw? It was like, oh, man, I'm sorry. It's my job. And I was like, great, but we have to pay you to be here. So, like, just shut the fuck up and hand him the gun.
It was so bad. It was so bad. It's hard. For a guy to
Hollywood,
you, like,
though, it's like, it, literally.
And yeah, the guy was telling us how to clear our weapons. We're like,
Matt clears his weapons.
Just leave us alone, please.
It was a douchebag move, but the guy was like,
was
you
awesome.
Know how to clear a weapon. Awesome. I pulled the mag and racked it and caught it and go, here's your fucking blank round, asshole.
Bro, it was so fucking bad.
The only thing, I suck at everything in life
me.
Other than
just
that.
Just get
like,
the fuck away from me.
No,
I don't want to hear another brief about the fucking weapon.
Here's and the guy looked at Matt like he had just walked in. Matt fucking his wife.
Yeah.
He was like, "Oh,
All of a sudden.
Thank you.
Matt is Jason Bourne, and he's like, "Oh my god, this guy's amazing."
Yeah.
Like, the guy
he totally
no shit,
fanned out.
No
he fanned out at the end of it
dude
behind
was
the
just
scenes.
Like, wow, these guys are really good.
Yeah,
we've kind of done this before.
I mean, no.
Bitch.
We needed acting lessons, but not firearm lessons, you know? I was like,
they
tell me how to say a sentence.
We knew how to handle it was goddamn blank ammunition. Like, for fuck's sake.
They're like, you can't shoot it close. I'm like, look, I've shot a fucking blank round right in a dude's face. We're good. We're good, bro.
We're going around in the arms room just to fuck with him.
Sweetheart, it's going to be loud. There's going to be brass ejections.
Do you want
it's
ear pro?
Okay.
Do you want ear pro? Fuck you.
Beep. I'm fucking stubborn.
I need ear pro.
And by the way, Jesse Wiseman, I will say this. You took the time and took a bunch of firearms training before the movie started.
Yes.
And you were really nervous because you didn't want to fuck it up for the community.
I just didn't want to
And
be
you
like,
still fuck
let
it up.
Down.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Jesse, your stance good. Was on
No,
point.
You killed
what?
It. You
yes.
killed it.
One more time?
Like, close to the
like,
mic?
Oh, honey, yes.
Good, right?
Mary Daig was telling her stance
Thank
was on
you.
Point. That's like the best compliment of
hey,
your life.
You know what? Listen, I'm
going to
take
you.
The high road, even though you called me whatever. It's cool.
It's,
like,
okay. It's okay.
No,
you
Jesse did come
want.
Up to me early on in the shoot and was like, hey, with Evan Hafer, who's just a fucking ninja.
The best
yeah.
ever.
Can you give us some firearm instruction? How do I move with the gun? How do I clear it? Everything. So
the
fact
out.
That you took that out of your time to actually learn it because you didn't want to look like an idiot, it was great. So
No, just you.
Thank
you,
thank you for
it.
Helping me,
you
too.
You killed it. You look good the whole time. I mean, we've watched the
Your rounds draft. Didn't hit shit, but you looked real good.
I mean.
You look real good.
You provided cover fire as we...
Yeah, you scared the fuck out of the enemy.
It's a movie.
Fuck
you.
It's a movie.
Yeah.
Cool,
you kept their heads down
cool.
as we engaged.
Awesome.
It was the presence. It was the presence. She was in that shit.
It's all we needed. It's all
Don't
we
stand
needed.
Up for her.
You were like,
wait, what just happened?
I love Heather.
Oh,
that's a nice moment.
So how much do you weigh right now? Just into the mic.
How much
really
do you weigh? How much do you weigh?
Just a cool
260.
Oh
no!
What?
Jared Taylor, no, you do not.
JT, is it 260? Let's go eat.
Like he's so fat.
I weigh 220, 216. So that's fucked
wow. up. Dude, Big Poppy weighs 268, and he's right under me.
Yeah, yeah, I bet he's right under
that's
you.
That's why I'm the second fattest.
Hey, exactly. I know.
And by the way, fellas, since we're live, we have somebody watching. We have something
from
watching.
Korea? Oh. From Korea?
From Korea?
Hey, from Korea?
From Korea? What's his name?
Is that from Korea?
What's his name?
Randy Raper.
Raper.
Sergeant
you
Raper.
Yeah.
You Raper.
You bastard.
I didn't know her.
You Raper, bastard.
I really didn't know her.
You're a cocksucking asshole.
I'm sure he's
asshole.
Heard that his entire life. Yeah. Raper, did Raper. You know her? Did you know her? Or
your
you know
father
you
or great grandfather was an asshole.
He should have changed the
yeah,
name.
Yeah, you didn't get Raper for nothing, brother.
It should be Randy Mutual Consent. Mutual Consent should be his
Randy
last name.
Mutual Consent. Come on,
you need
dude.
More roofies.
Yeah.
You
hey.
Need to learn from Bill Cosby.
Randy,
let him come.
Thank you, Randy.
What's he learning from Bill Cosby?
Sincerely. Thank you. Thank you. And thank your buddy for being a great friend and holding a phone for an hour. I feel like he's the one who couldn't get into the Adele concert. And you're like, no, I got you.
I got you.
I got you. I got you. I got you, buddy.
You definitely look like the Raper.
Well, hey, with this, it has been a pleasure having Jesse Wiseman, Mary Digg, and Minnie Robinson.
Yes.
The girls, the ladies of Range 15 on the show.
Range
Thank
15.
You guys.
Ross,
Thank you.
Who's our drinking bro of the week?
The drinking bro in the week should be the owner of Battlefield Vegas for
Absolutely.
That's it.
Where is Ron?
Where's Ron at?
Where's Ron at?
Ron went home. Oh, he went home.
Well, if you don't know about Battlefield Vegas, it is a Las Vegas-based kind of entertainment thing. You can come shoot machine gun, literally
sponsor.
Anything. Yeah. They got vehicles, tanks.
Drive tanks.
It's fucking amazing. So if you go to Vegas and you don't go to Battlefield Vegas, you're fucking kind of un-American.
Yeah.
You know?
Fucking it up.
You like priests and shit, so get out of here.
You
go
to
Cirque du Soleil. You watch two dudes on top of each other. Or drive a fucking tank.
Or drive a tank.
Your call.
Which one? Your fucking call.
Yeah. That's your Vegas trip, bro. That's your Vegas trip.
Yeah, fuck the massage with weird happy endings.
The 5-ton way longer
go
than
to Battlefield Vegas
a like, lot yeah whatever
yeah they were very cool yeah, they gave us all our picture vehicles. They couldn't have been nicer to us. We had the 5-ton
they gave us all the military vehicles for
and Randy Couture
and
he's still here staring
yes.
at me
yeah.
Yeah. I'm so scared yeah
and with that,
Randy.
Let's cheers Randy Couture and let's
cheers.
Go out to Vegas
yeah.
Drinking Bros podcast.
Fucking yes. legend.
Love you guys.
I love you, brother.
With the drinking hose.
Oh!
I'm surprised you can talk with that many
dicks.
Well,
I guess we're going to start a new group called Drinking Hose.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, well, I need my own page, man.
So for JT, Matt Best, Ross Patterson, and Rocco,
Rocco.
Cheers, good night, and thank you for joining us.
Yeah,
thank you for joining us.
Thank you.